This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
A while back, I was hiking in Glacier National Park in Montana, and there it was, an elk standing majestic, observing the landscape. Some other visitors saw this live animal in the wild and murmured words to the effect of, "Gee, look at that elk statue. It looks so real." Clearly, some of us need to get out more. I was in the park with my friend Conrad Anker, famous mountaineer, environmentalist. He's the one who found George Mallory's body on Everest. Conrad and his son Max, a photographer, are among those featured in an IMAX movie coming out tomorrow called National Parks Adventure, celebrating the parks on their 100th anniversary. And Conrad came in to talk about it. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, David.
Now, the footage that's in the film of the national parks is gorgeous. Even you, my friend, you look gorgeous. But help me out. If it works as intended, people will see this movie, then they'll go to the parks, and you don't want to wear them out. I mean, there's this tension.
It's a delicate balance. And we have 409 national park units. And so it's this question that I ask myself, is it the right thing to be promoting the parks here on the centennial of the park's creation? Or should we just sort of keep it as America's best secret? I tend to see it as they're there for everyone to enjoy. And if we get people outdoors, they will find solace, they'll find happiness, rejuvenation, relaxation, and good quality family time in these public spaces.
It must be true that things like funding for the national park system becomes so much less abstract if you've actually gone to visit one.
It's difficult because the National Park Service doesn't have a huge marketing budget. They're going up against things like computer screens, amusement parks, all these things. And so when a family is deciding what are we going to do for our vacation, if they do go to the national parks, they take care of them by visiting them there. They support them with their entry fee. And then they also might be inclined to encourage their elected officials to keep funding them and to give them the due that they're worth.
You must have had some crazy moments in national parks, Conrad.
One of them was skiing out of Denali National Park after a long climb, and we saw some caribou there. To see those animals in their natural habitat, and they realized that there was no more peanut butter in those guys' backpacks, so we weren't a threat, and they went along their way. So it was one of those moments that you cherish for the rest of your life.
Conrad Anker, mountain climber and one of the stars of an IMAX documentary about the national parks on their 100th anniversary. The film, National Parks Adventure, opens this week. Conrad, thank you.
Thank you, David.